This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is hour number two. We're starting up right here as I broadcast live from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, and we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out there to everybody working on the Third Watch, our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And, of course, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our great over-the-road truckers out there getting the job done from coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, as at the Captain's America, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out the what we have over there, and see what you see, and take advantage of what we have there on that website. Now, joining us right now for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Second time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we finished the first hour by me going out talking about Florida passing election integrity legislation, which is something that cleans things up even better than what they were the last time around here in Florida. And it restricts voting by mail. You can't just go out there and say, well, I want to vote by mail, and I live in Timbuktu, Wyoming, and please send me the ballot, or whatever. And it makes it a lot more difficult to try to duplicate the ballot, because some of those ballots that we're hearing that were turned in Georgia, of all places, may have been reprinted, just strictly done at random.
Well, right. I mean, we've heard all kinds of stories about that. But at the heart of the matter, Captain, is, you know, we hear this from Democrats, too. One person, one vote. Now, they mean it in a much different way.
Yeah.
Because they want to actually undermine things. But in terms of the Electoral College. But when we talk about one person, one vote, we mean that your vote is yours.
Yep.
And you can only vote it once, and nobody can vote for you, and we need to verify that. That's what this whole idea of voter ID is all about.
Yep. And if you want to vote in Florida, and you want to cast a regular ballot and not be challenged, you better have voter ID, picture ID of who you are, which can be done by having a driver's license. And if you don't drive, that's fine. Go get the sheriff's ID that they have at any sheriff's office anywhere in the state, and they will be able to do that for you. Go get a library card, because some of the library cards now are picture ID. By the way, students that go to college that may not be driving, and they go, well, I don't have anything. Yes, you do. You got your student ID card.
Well, exactly. You know, just
and by the way, they've got it in high school, too, now, some high schools.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, just briefly, Captain, I was out and about the other day, and I saw a sign in a parking lot where you could drive up to get the contactless delivery of the product you wanted, and on the sign it said you had to present a photo ID and the email that you ordered your product for. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Captain, the Democrats tell us that there are just millions of people don't have any ID, and that's why they have to not have to, they have to vote without ever having an ID. And I was thinking, what happens to these people if they just want to buy something from a store?
Maybe they're here illegally, and that's why they don't have ID.
Ah, you see, I get it now.
We've got millions of people here in this country that are here illegally.
Yes, but if it was simply...
We don't even know how many.
Well, that's right, but the simple fixes that you just rattled off, or if anybody doesn't have a standard driver's license or something like that, there's so many ways you can get an ID. It's not hard. It's not restricted. You could participate so easily in so many of life's things, like getting a bank account or doing all these kinds of things that you absolutely need an ID for.
Yeah, try to open up a bank account without ID.
Right, exactly. So
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, so what the Democrats are telling us is just a smokescreen.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention something before we move on about Tim Scott. Tim Scott, a black conservative senator, which is something that the other side fears the most of, but they don't fear so much the Republicans. But when you get a black Democratic, worked his way up the ladder, U.S. senator, that's the Democrats' worst nightmare. Because he is definitely showing, and he's exposed, the Democratic Party's war on black America.
Well, that's right. And, of course, now we have the racist slur that was going out against Tim Scott. It's disgusting. It's wrong. And, unfortunately, it is an exact example, Captain, of the left turning to racism as a weapon. When we should be decrying racism in all of its forms, and not employing it at all. And so again, it's just so sad because you're absolutely right. What Tim Scott represents is a different idea. Someone who's thinking for themselves and doesn't just take the party line. This is one of the best things about America that we've ever seen, in this kind of expression of Tim Scott and his freedom.
And I've got a question from Warren. Warren, listening to us in the Reno, Nevada area. He said he lives outside Reno. Hears us every weekend up there on the station in Reno. He says, have you heard about Senator Bill Hagerty, who is proposing legislation to make big tech platforms common carriers like the phone company? Well, yes, I have, Bill. And that's been something they've been trying to do for a while. We'll see if they can do it. Big money is going to be in there to try to convince them not to do it. So they're going to be enticed by money to forget about it and go away, but we'll see what happens. Hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to truck on through the overnight hours here on the weekend. By the way, we want to thank all the stations that play our show on the weekend at various times all across the country, right straight through Sunday night. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trust Link Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and for those of you out there riding around in those driverless cars, be careful, because if you got a warrant against you or the cops want to see you for something, the car doors should lock up and you could be on your way to the calaboose, and that's where you'll meet the police. But that was a good one, George. I got to remember that one. That was a real good one, George. Thank you for sending us that. All right, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, if you got a chip or a crack in your windshield, there could be gold waiting in them there hands of yours, because give it an inspection. Check out your windshield, see if it's chipped or cracked, and you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, the van you're driving. If you're down here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Daytona Beach and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come right to your home or office and process your insurance claim, give you a brand new quality windshield, and put $100 in the palm of your hand upon completion after you tell them, me, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, the phone number to call is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Sounds like a winner to me.
That's right.
All right. Moving along, the Pentagon yesterday officially announced, and I don't know why they waited this long to do it, they officially announced that they have canceled Trump's border wall projects under the new Biden executive orders. But then they came back about an hour or so later and said that they were going to fix the border wall where the people were able to make their incursions and get through the wall. So they're apparently keeping the wall there, and they're going to make repairs where they need to.
You know, Captain, this is they have to do a lot of daring do in how they even describe what it is that they're doing, because on the one hand, they have to look like they're, we're stopping the border wall because Trump's wall was bad and walls don't work and that kind of stuff. But we are going to make sure that we're filling some gaps and we're repairing some areas because they know that they've created a crisis. So they have to run a public relations campaign that doesn't exist in reality anywhere, and then at the same time have to actually deal with the crisis that they brought upon us. So it's a very, very strange thing.
Yeah, and I have a question here from one of our listeners, Sally. And Sally is in Orlando, and thanks for tuning in, Sally. Sally says, what's this about the masks on airplanes and all that? And I said, well, I'll read what it says, Sally. A requirement that people on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation in the United States wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 will remain in place until at least September 13th, the Transportation Administration said Friday, part of the Federal Department of Transportation.
That's right. So if you're going to go on an airplane, that kind of thing, you will be required to wear the mask. And if you take it off, you could get taken off the airplane.
Moved it off the plane.
That's right.
Yep.
That's
I wonder if they'll throw you off the train while it's moving.
Well,
Just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to talk about this situation that happened in Houston where they, and I don't know how exactly they found out about this, but more than 90 illegals were found packed into a Houston house in a residential neighborhood, some of whom have tested positive, well, not tested, but they have COVID symptoms. We don't know if they've tested positive yet or not. I would assume they probably have.
Well, yeah, we would assume that they have subsequently tested them in some way, but the reason why they tested them, as you mentioned, Captain, they had symptoms, and some of those symptoms included loss of taste or smell, you know, things that have, you know, been associated with COVID-19. Police were actually responding to reports of a kidnapping on Friday, and that's when they found those 90 people crammed into the suburban Houston home. I think all but five of them were men, we understand. They were removed from the house. They were given something to eat, food and water, and obviously will be processed. But this is a very, very strange story, and people in very, very bad conditions.
Now, my same question goes out as what was mentioned with the illegals that were illegal protesting in front of the White House that got arrested. Do these people get arrested and then turn loose again?
You know, I don't have any information. We're at least not seeing that yet. But one would think, because of the Biden administration's policies, we don't know that they would be necessarily deported. But at least the good news, if there is any good news in this story, is that they didn't have any children that were evidently found in this house. So all the people were adults. But again, Captain, this is certainly part and parcel of the crisis that the Biden administration has brought upon the United States and brought upon these people, many of whom are being trafficked or being put into some kind of indentured servitude to work off their passage. This is a travesty that's happening right before our very eyes.
Now, Liz Peek, who's a reporter, columnist, came out and said the Biden administration has undercut the entire $2 trillion American jobs plan with one phrase. What is the one phrase?
Well, this went by really quick in the president's not State of the Union address the other night, where he talked about basically if we do everything right for, you know, carbon emissions and all that, it won't matter.
Yeah.
And so when he said that, I thought, oh my goodness, this was a significant thing that the president of the United States just said. So again, it begs the question, then why are you, you know, getting into the Paris Climate Accords? Why are you doing all this? And what should we expect as a result of that now? How are you going to drop the hammer even harder on people?
By the way, have you seen Jimmy Kimmel when he gets dressed up as the NBA player with the black face and all that?
I remember that from before. Yes, that's right. That was a comedy bit he would do at that.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel, who's obviously dabbled in blackface before, has attacked Senator Tim Scott as a quote token Republican. Not hardly.
Oh my goodness! Again, the racism as a weapon kind of a thing here. It is so sad. You know, the late night shows used to be just that. They were the late night shows. They were funny. They were madcap. They were something you'd watch before you go to bed and have a laugh. But now they've simply become, most unfortunately, the late night political shows. It's just not fun. Most people, you know, don't want to just be continuously bombarded with partisan politics. And if it's just going to be that, I think more and more people will tune out, just like they did the Oscars and just like they did the president's, not the State of the Union speech.
Now, Joe Biden has banned travel from India. He shut that lane down amidst the COVID surge over there in India, despite insisting travel bans don't work, and that was part of his campaign. Travel bans have never worked. Well, what's the first thing he did about India?
Well, again, it's the idea that you have a public relations thing going on in a universe that doesn't exist, or a made-up fake universe, where you have all this thing of we're not Trump and Trump is a racist and on it went. But yet, you're exactly right. What's happening in India right now is a crisis of immense proportions. If you've seen some of the film, or I should say the video that comes out, or the pictures where the funeral pyres are just going and going and going. This is a major problem and a catastrophe for the people of India. And so, yes, he's cutting off the travel for now. But again, doing exactly what President Trump likely would have done in the exact same position.
Now, we've already started the withdrawal of troops out of Afghanistan, and we've sent 650 to 700 Rangers in there to cover the back of the people that are moving from the forward operating posts back into the urban areas, and then we'll be moving their equipment and whatnot out of Afghanistan. But something else that happened here was the fact that we now know that there are two very powerful women, one Democrat and one Republican, that have come out and said, this is a major mistake pulling out of Afghanistan. Who are those women?
Refresh my memory on that real quick.
Who's the Democrat? Do you want to take a guess?
No, you go ahead.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary said that, okay.
And who's the Republican?
Who's that?
Condoleezza Rice.
And Condoleezza Rice.
Said
okay.
It's a huge mistake to pull out of Afghanistan, because the Taliban are going to go in there and they're not even going to ask questions about the girls that have been westernized and the women that have been westernized. They're going to kill them.
Well, again, yes, this is something that, most unfortunately, we know what the Taliban are like. We've seen what they've done. We saw what they did prior to the U.S. getting involved there. We've seen what they do to religious sites, the Buddhist sites and so forth, that they would simply dynamite out of existence. And again, this, I think they're both right on this one. Most unfortunately, they are right.
Yep. But we're doing what we're doing and the way we're doing it. Oh, well, it is what it is. All right, we'll be right back with more. This is kind of like what we did to the Kurds, too, folks. Although the Kurds had an army that didn't take no for an answer, if you know what I mean. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is helping Amtrak celebrate 50 years of service. He went on location to pitch his new recovery plan for the U.S.
There's so much we can do. And it's the biggest bang for the buck we can expend.
When he was a senator, Biden rode Amtrak between his home in Delaware and Washington, D.C. almost every day. At least 5 Americans are among the dead in the Israeli stampede at a religious event. The U.S. Embassy is helping to name the Americans who were among the dozens that were killed and injured. One victim is identified as 19-year-old Daniel Morris of Beaconsfield, New Jersey. Panic spread among a crowd celebrating a popular religious festival. Some people were trampled as they tried to escape out of a narrow exit. President Biden said in a statement, the U.S. is offering assistance. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, indeedy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends and neighbors over there at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, those are the green guys, John Deere. We have 13 affiliates in Florida, and they've got 14 of their locations around Florida, as well as in southern Georgia. You can go over there, check them out. They've always got reliable equipment, new and used, fair prices, and extraordinary service, too. And, by the way, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's Everglades Equipment Group, all over the state of Florida and south Georgia. All right, now it's time for an Edwards notebook, or as I like to call it, an Edwards state book. So we'll get this in here, find out what the statement is, state book is up to today.
One of the most idiotic ideas the leftists in media, government, school indoctrination centers, and entertainment continue to yammer about is white privilege. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, government school indoctrinators in the state of Texas and elsewhere now spend more time convincing students that because the United States was founded by white men, our republic is no good, and they spend more time teaching that than reading, writing, math, and civics. Black Lives Matter bullies have frightened some white Americans into publicly stating they are ashamed of being white and renounce the white privilege they're blamed to benefit from. To those who seriously believe that only the white man, especially those who promoted Judeo-Christian ethics, Free market economics, like me, also believe in a great United States of America and believe that our nation should be the great positive example to the world rather than the feeding trough for every illegal border crosser seeking to barge their way in to our nation. People like LeBron James and every white person, USA hater, should take their foolishness to its most logical conclusion and give up basketball invented by a white man, their cars also invented by white people, and everything invented by white people, and see how things go. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Yeah, buddy, and TheRonEdwards.com will take you over there. And don't forget, Ron is on the program live on Tuesday mornings, on Thursday mornings, and then we play his Edwards Notebook on the weekend. And once in a blue moon, Kyle, we'll have him over here. We did last week, but that was just something we were able to make work.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it was great to have Ron part of the show that day. Absolutely.
Yep, and of course, he's always full of knowledge that other people aren't aware of. Well, you know, Hillary and Condoleezza are chiming in about Afghanistan, saying that it's a bad idea, we shouldn't do it, and their big point was the girls, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
If I was a westernized Afghan girl, I'd already be on my way out of Afghanistan.
And how? Absolutely. The Taliban are going to come down like a ton of bricks. It is not going to be pretty. And that's, again, because, Captain, the Taliban wants to control all aspects of the society, and it's not fair to the to these people, especially these young women, who have different ideas.
Right. Now, people are they're showing pictures here on a news story I'm looking at of people leaving India right now because the public transit out of India starts next Tuesday, apparently. So they're going to let people get out of India. I certainly hope that they are testing them to make sure that they're not positive.
Well, yes, exactly. Exactly. And again, there's literally just thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
That's
who are
true.
Yeah, who...
And guess where most of them are coming?
Where's that?
Disney World, California.
Really?
Yeah, that was the story about where the people in India were going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, states led by Arizona have asked the Supreme Court to intervene in the fight over the Trump-era rule on immigrants and welfare. And I'm not sure that I know exactly what that's about, but are they trying to get the rule lifted?
Well, right. This is having to do with the Trump-era policy. What it did is it restricted immigrants from receiving green cards if they were deemed to be relying on welfare for their income, basically. So the Biden administration is now dropping that, and so this goes back to 2019, I think, in the Trump administration. So right, so now you've got many states, Republican-led states, essentially led by Arizona, and they're asking the Supreme Court to get involved with this. Again, so that there is a means test, evidently, for receiving that all-important green card if you're not working, basically.
Now, didn't we hear President Biden say that he pledged that his family was going to cut all their foreign ties and there'd be no more of that in his White House?
Oh, yes.
Well, it seems to be that Hunter Biden still owns a major stake in a Chinese private equity firm worth millions of dollars, going totally against the president's pledge that the family would cut all foreign ties. Isn't that nice?
Well, that's right. And I can hear it now, Captain. Similar to the question, was that your laptop that everybody's talking about? Well, it might be my laptop. It could have been. Well, I might have. I could have been. Who knows? It might be my laptop. So I will expect he'll say the same thing about this. He'll just say, it could be my investment. I might have invested. It could be my money. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe I have 10%. I don't know. You know the thing. I figure he'll say the same stuff.
Now, I mentioned Disneyland. Disneyland has officially reopened to excited visitors. They did so yesterday out there in your backyard.
That's right.
Yeah, marking a dramatic turnaround in a state that was so overwhelmed with the coronavirus just 4 months ago that patients were being treated in gymnasiums and outdoor tents.
Well, that's right. And so Disneyland has reopened. They have obviously reduced capacity. Only Californians right now, I believe, can get tickets to visit the Magic Kingdom. People have come from different places in California, as a matter of fact. But here's part of the positive side of this. Obviously, Captain, is that you've got people who are now staying in hotels near Disneyland there in Anaheim. You've got people who are going to eat at restaurants nearby. They're shopping at stores nearby. And it's not, of course, at full capacity, but at the very least, we're starting to see the beginning of the end of these lockdowns and shutdowns in California. Everything's supposed to be opened up fully by June the 15th. Disneyland, I think, is going to, I would expect they'll make changes as we go along, but people once again are walking down Main Street and seeing Mickey Mouse.
Speaking of changes, Mike Lindell and his new social media website, frankspeech.com, which opened up, crashed, because I understand he had 20 million people sign up for the service.
Right.
Now, a lot of what they're doing is they're putting their own little television network together with their own TV shows. Mike Lindell's got his entire forte over there about what he believes happened to the presidential election based on what got him tossed off Twitter and Facebook. And they're going to have other things in there. I've been asked to put my podcast over there, which I will do once it gets to where I can do it. But right now, I'm not sure when that thing comes back up, but is it Monday?
It may be. I know that they were working very hard on that. And, yes, it was a difficult opening, and I think you're right, because people were looking to join up pretty quickly. But, of course, there's been a lot of vilification of it and so forth. But, again, you know, the idea of the response to speech or ideas usually is more speech and more ideas. And so if people have a new outlet, then that could be a very, very good thing.
By the way, who's the most dangerous animal in the White House?
Is it Major the dog?
Yeah. And I understand that the Bidens are now going to get a new pet.
Oh, they may be, because Major has not worked out very well, unfortunately.
I think they're going to get a cat.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, they really are trying to make a particular sort of portrait of the first family, and certainly Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden. Unfortunately, Captain, we seem to be missing something in the coverage. We seem to be missing something in what it typically is like to have the press cover the president. It's very strange. And anybody who, you know, doesn't like it or ask a real question, you might find yourself that you're verboten now.
Yeah, and I really think that the purpose behind the dog was to try to influence people across the country to say, oh, look, they have a dog.
Well, sure. Oh, well, exactly. But again, you know what this goes to? It's the same thing. Remember we talked about how, Biden's looked at as being Rooseveltian. And all this was, I think, pre-planned.
Well, that's what the media. That's what the media's saying.
Well, that's right. But the media,
I'm not saying it.
Well, no, of course. But the media is also saying he's grandfatherly, and the sound of his voice is helping everybody. It's all that kind of stuff. So yeah, the same thing with getting the dog.
All right. Well, let's go to the sound of the break and the voices in the break, and Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the ever-changing weather picture across America. And, yeah, there's been some changes made again since last time, and now Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and everybody there in a big hoo-ah out there to everybody listening to us at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Alrighty, we're going to get going again. We're going to do a little bit more ZZ Top. Let's get it going.
Thank you.
Sharpcrest Band, ZZ Top in concert live from Texas. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, they get it going, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. ZZ Top, absolutely.
Yep, all the time. And, you know, it's always interesting when we can play a set with a group with a couple of different tunes there when we spread it out like that. We did it the night before, and I think we did it about three times this week, and a lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it kind of establishes a theme for the night.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't mind establishing a theme with a little rock. All right, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to turn it over to you. Heavy showers and thunderstorms, a few could be severe, might even be a tornado in the mix from a slow-moving system that's going to produce flash flooding across southeastern Texas and is slowly moving east, but very slow. In the meantime, dry and gusty winds will produce a critical fire weather threat across Northern California and portions of the southwest to the North Plains and Wisconsin, and heavy rain in other parts of the country scattered will make life miserable. And by the way, cold in the Northeast this weekend. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. In central Washington right now, we have a wind advisory. This along I-90. If you're in the Ellensburg area, you're going to be encountering that. Also, as you mentioned, in Northern California, we do have a fire weather watch. This stretches from Redding down through Sacramento all the way to Modesto. So you're going to find that, of course, if you're traveling up the Interstate 5 there. Over in Nevada, just east of Reno and Carson City, coming across I-80, you've got a lake wind advisory in that area. Wind advisories for Southern California are developing. Hopefully we're going to see a cool down from these very hot temperatures, very summer-like. Palm Springs, by the way, just yesterday, Captain, set a record for this time of year at 108 degrees.
Wow.
Already. Yeah, so that's a record setter. In the Las Vegas area, we've got a fire weather watch that stretches down into Arizona down through Kingman. Also in southern Arizona near Tucson, we have a fire weather watch. Most of New Mexico, including Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Las Cruces, also covered by fire watch tonight. Fire watches in Denver in the southeastern corner, the southwestern corner, and the northwestern corner of the state. And up in Montana, fire weather watch that we've been watching here for a couple of nights now, up near the parts of I-94, and then also up, I believe, Route 2 as well. We've got that happening. Should be diminishing. Cooler temperatures there, but still fire weather warning in that area.
All right, well, I'm going to start in Texas, folks, because we do have a lot of rain and a lot of flooding going on right now, and a lot of roads may be closing as we speak, especially in the low-lying elevations of southeastern Texas, and you know where I'm talking about if you travel that area. Now, right now, from Houston west to San Antonio, rain, flood watches, flood warnings, rain north for about 100 miles out of Houston, headed up towards Texarkana, and you've also got rain all the way down, almost all the way to Brownsville right now along the Gulf Coast. A lot of flooding going on along the coast right now, too, especially down towards South Texas, towards Brownsville, down in that area, the last 50 or so miles towards the border. A lot of flooding going on, and it's going to be that way for the rest of today and into tonight until everything moves along a little bit to the east, which it's predicted to do. Now, in the meantime, it's going to just make life miserable there. However, going up north tonight, I'm going to go all the way to Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, to include Duluth. You've got some windy conditions up there, and it looks like as if it's going to be a little breezy for the day. And then across the central part of Wisconsin, the same thing. But temperatures have dropped, especially over eastern Wisconsin, over Lake Michigan, and that cold weather is working its way into Michigan right now. So, LJ, put another blanket on there. Going to get nippy tonight, looks like, up there. But over on I-75, north-south, coming out of Kentucky, and I-77, I-79, coming out of Virginia, West Virginia, that-a-way, up towards New York, Fredonia, Dunkirk, You've got frost warnings. You've got freeze warnings. You've got much colder temperatures that's coming behind all this wind that they had there with gusts up to 60, 65, 70 miles an hour, which, by the way, Kyle, has now moved for the most part off the inner areas of New York and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Jersey and on down towards North Carolina. It's now off sea, off in the sea where you currently have a Gulf a warning there with winds out there 30 miles out, 60 miles plus, 75 miles an hour out about 50 miles.
Yes, as a matter of fact, earlier I was noticing in Boston, Cambridge area, inland there, you had that wind advisory. Now it's gone.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we're going to go from Kyle to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on in Houston, Texas with 90 people found in a house?
Well, the big question is who owns the house and how did they get there?
Correct.
But I watched a very short press conference by the law enforcement officials. They're pretty scant on some details, but it looks like several of the people in the house have COVID symptoms, so now they had to bring in a bunch of health officials and test everybody to see if, in fact, they test positive. Then, but they're keeping them all in the house. So there's, it's kind of like a quarantine.
Yeah.
We don't know how long they've been there. But when I was doing a search on this, this appears to be around 10 times that there has been a stash house like this with sizable numbers of people in it. In the last 2 years.
Huh.
So I would say there's a bigger problem going on here with trafficking.
Yeah.
But most of these people in this house were, in fact, men. I think there were only a handful of women. No children. I don't know. I mean, it's really kind of remarkable. It behooves us to find out who, in fact, owns this house.
Right.
And see how this whole trafficking thing is going.
Okay.
What's really happening there.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, in case you didn't hear, they had a bunch of illegals that were protesting. Yep, illegals in front of the White House. And the Secret Service told them to move from where they were at. They said, nope. And they got a little bit closer. They arrested a whole bunch of them. There you go. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.